There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Thank you so much for joining with us today. And today we are excited to share with you a very brief glimpse into what was a phenomenal celebration at Alabama Second Ecclesiastical Jurisdictional Meeting of the Annual Women's Convention. This year was the 34th anniversary of Mother Dorothy Pulliam's service as a jurisdictional leader. And we also want to thank the bishop of that jurisdiction, Bishop Gardner. Join with us now for a brief glimpse into one of the seminar sessions.
I thank God for the opportunity to be here on today, so I certainly give honor to the Lord, for He has been good to me. And He has been good to me every day of my life. Even the days when I didn't know if I'd make it to the end of the day, He was good to me because He got me through that day. So I thank God. I am certainly honored to be here. We thank God for the leadership that He has provided for the Women's Department and for this jurisdiction. For it is a blessing to have good leadership. Lord God, we thank You that You have brought us here today. We thank You for the anointed women of God who just opened this worship period up in prayer. And Lord, we ask that You would let us take from this session everything that You would have us to learn. In Jesus' name, amen. We have some countries that have been around even before Christ. China is a very old country. Dynasties that have lasted just for centuries. And it's been there a very long time. Yes. A lot of countries in Europe have a long history. And it was pointed out to me, because I hadn't really thought about it, that these countries that are older, sometimes the people have a different perspective. Our country is relatively young as things go. We're looking forward to birthday 243 will be. But relatively young. So as we look ahead to our time together, sometimes how we approach things is more of a short term. The same way when you have youngsters and you have children, they don't necessarily look ahead. They're looking short term.
That's right.
And sometimes in this country, as a culture, we tend to see things short term rather than the long haul. So what we want to do is think a little bit about how the Lord views our work and our ministry and our lives, because He not only sees it in the short term, He's looking at it over a span of time. Yes. So sometimes what looks like failure at the end of the day is not truly failure. It's a little, just a little dot on the radar. But it doesn't really show what's happening. Because we're going to talk about being shattered today. We're going to talk about shattered lives. And I understand some of you probably have had smooth sailing since the day you said, "Lord, I'll serve." Probably had just totally smooth sailing. And I appreciate that, but it's not a history that I can identify with. But that has been my history. So I think one of two of you may be able to identify with my history. You think about it and I think about it. There are times and people in our lives that we don't understand why things happen as they do. young woman years ago. I wrote a play, and it was performed in a local theater, and the title of the play was Silent Witness. And it was all, and I didn't really talk about it a lot, but I was going through something behind the death of my friend's infant child. She came through a hard pregnancy to bear a child that we prayed for. We prayed that that baby would survive. We laid before God that he would let that baby live. Baby didn't live. The only child she ever had. Now that doesn't sound fair to me. Okay. So I'm looking at a little short period of time here, and in my heart it didn't seem fair. So I was trying to work through that. Think about it. Think about people who have terminal diseases. A young woman who loved the Lord, served in the church, such a beautiful personality, but she died in her 20s with sickle cell. Now, why did the Lord call her when it's a bunch of crazy, can I? It's a bunch of crazy people running around doing all kinds of things. Okay? I think of the young man whose dream was to be an architect because he wanted to build a new church for the saints. Somebody murdered that baby, that teenager. I can't put that together in my head. Why are these things happening to good people trying to do good? And if you just want somebody, I can recommend a whole bunch of people that, you know, they're not really much. You know what I'm saying? And you know you could too. And these experiences can shatter those who are around. And many of us have experiences that we are even now trying to cope with because we've never gotten over it. It's deep down in us. Don't hold on to the negativity. You've got scattered is not being broken. Because the Lord is with you. Amen. where you get into trouble is when you step out of his will. And you think you can play with the devil on his territory. People, get real. You can't play with the devil on his territory. He will destroy you. You've got to stay under the blood. Suffering is real. Pain is real.
Yes, it is.
I make no effort to minimize it. I'm just saying you can go through it.
All right.
You can go through it. You will not emerge unscarred. But your scars will constitute part of your being.
You have been listening to In His Presence, your weekly devotional program sponsored by None Like Him Anywhere.